1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As a presidential rematch looks more likely, both President Biden and former President Donald Trump were in Georgia Saturday ahead of Tuesday's primary. Trump was in Rome.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us. Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win Georgia.
President Biden narrowly won Georgia in 2020. A new ABC News Ipsos poll finds that 36% of Americans trust Trump to do a better job leading the country. 33% say Biden. 30% say they trust neither man. A U.S. Army ship is heading for the Mediterranean with supplies to build the temporary pier into Gaza as ordered by President Biden. But there are security concerns with no ceasefire in place as the holy month of Ramadan begins. Tonight, the Academy Awards begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is ABC News. Boeing told Congress it cannot find the records for the work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. Boeing says its working hypothesis is that the records were never created. Pentagon's watching Haiti, where anarchy is reigning as the government loses control to gangs.
Chaos in Haiti. Large-scale gang violence has paralyzed the Caribbean nation for more than a week, and now has moved into government buildings. U.S. officials increasingly pressed about the American response to the crisis. At the Pentagon, Major General Pat Ryder says for now, there will be none.
DOD will not send troops to Haiti to support Haitian National Police security operations. We have no intention of intervening.
Haiti's prime minister in Puerto Rico unable to get back to Haiti amid the violence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New plea hearing is set for the Alabama woman accused of falsely telling police she had been abducted last summer. Carly Russell was set to go to trial this month. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for today. Highs in the upper 40s, light south winds developing. Tonight, mostly clear and lower 30s. On Monday, a considerable warm-up on the way. Sunny skies will reach the upper 60s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193.
Right now, it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. all day and feel right at home. Loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
I can make a living. That is Clay Walker. Great to have you along. I'm Andrew Jay, and here's Hardy.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. I can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. Bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
You cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew her well, I really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. See, it felt so right when she held me tight. How be so blind. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Time love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car is barking next door. Cars barking next door.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. The years I spent just passing through, lying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every to where you are, others who broke my heart, they were like no led me straight to you.
Bless the Broken Road, a classic from Rascal Flatts for you right there on your weekend. Welcome along. It is Andrew J. How you doing? Hopefully you're having a good one this weekend. Glad to have you here. Get Tracy Lawrence on the way and stand by for Lady Wilson next.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm roads, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket 'neath the sunset, being two finds. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweet buzz. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine, watermelon moonshine.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. Through the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. It was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin. Back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love but I lost it. She got too close so far. And now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Mississippi back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography, maybe you might be.
Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome our WRDN radio audience. And we are taking our Bibles at First Baptist of Duran and turning to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. And I'll be reading verses 1 through 7. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Peter writes, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of hair, and of wearing of gold, and of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Father in heaven, thank you once again for every word in this book. Thank you, Lord, for instructions in how to please you and how to serve you. And help us know, Lord, as we look at the husband-wife relationship in the home, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Well, at the top of the outline there, on the right side of your bulletin, in this letter, Peter's letter, the word suffering appears 16 times. And we had said the context is this church was a persecuted church, and it would increase in intensity as the days and the years passed. And so difficult times put a strain on marriage, especially in the home where only one person knows the Lord. And Peter's concern for the family is that the family be one in Christ. And his instructions, however, are for all homes, whether there's a mixed marriage or whether both partners know the Lord. And God's desire is that the home honor the Lord. So we have here in our outline, And the title for those that do not have an outline who are listening is Witnessing to Your Mate. And so these seven verses are broken down into two sections for us. Roman numeral number one, we have the wife's life is described first in verses 1 through 6. The wife's life is described first. And then Roman numeral number 2, we have the husband's life is described next in that home. And that is brought out to us in verse 7. So in verses 1 through 6, we have six verses that deal with the instructions to the wife, and then verse 7, we only have instructions that are given to the husband. So at first glance, it looks like this is out of balance. Why are there six verses directed toward the woman of the house and only one verse directed toward the man? Well, couple of reasons. One is that the amount of instruction given to the women is because the challenge to live with a man, especially an unsafe man, is great. And then the second reason is that the man, as he appears in just verse 7 right here, is dealing with some outside issues. For a wife to forsake her pagan background was almost an act of defiance sometimes, an act of rebellion against her husband. It could bring shame to him, it could bring embarrassment to him. And so to offset that, Peter is sensitive and he says, now listen, these are some special directives that are given to the wives. We understand what it's like to be in a mixed union here. So the wife's life, first of all, in verses 1 through 6, number 1 on your outline, if we have one word to describe verse 1, it is the word or the verb yielded, Y-I-E-L-D-E-D, Y-I-E-L-D-E-D. And this is what he is telling the wives, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband. Now, the word likewise refers back to what was previously said in chapter 2. And in verses 21 through 25 of chapter 2, we have Christ and his example of how he lived under circumstances that were less than ideal. And we looked at that last week. It says in verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. And then on that goes. Likewise, just as Christ lived, wives, so you live as well. But not only that, it goes back to verses 11 and 12 and how each of us are to live in this world. He said in verse 11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Just as we live cautiously in this world, we are to live cautiously spiritually, even in our home. And then the other reason here, two others, is how we are to live before the powers that be, the federal government, the civil government, as that was outlined for us in verses 13 through 17, we're to obey the powers that be. Likewise, wives, yield to your husbands. And then last of all, how we are to behave in the workplace. And that was outlined for us in verses 18 through 20. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. Now let me just say this. This is the toughest thing to do. We took our daughter to the airport on Friday. We had to stop at Walgreens on Carmichael Road because Jennifer had to pick up a few items, and she took longer than normal. They were short on help, and the line at the cash register was, I don't know, 7 to 8 deep. I went in to check on her, And I said, it's going to be a few more minutes. On the exit of the little shopping mall sat a homeless man. And he had one of those cardboard signs and a black marking pen. He said, going to Tennessee. And I took out a gospel tract and a few bucks, and I walked up to him and I said, hey, how's it going, man? Yeah, pretty good. And he was appreciative of the few bucks that I gave him, and then also of the gospel tract. And as I talked with him, I found out he was going to Milwaukee first, and then he's going down to Tennessee. And he said he had made a profession of faith in Christ. In fact, the little chick tract I gave him, he says, I've read all of them. He says, I'm born again. Had heart and health issues. But you know what? It was really easy to witness to this guy. It wasn't hard at all. But you witness in your home, hey, everything changes. That person in your family knows what it's like to be with you 24/7. And if there's any flaws in your walk with God, they know about it. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest thing to be a witness out in the world. In many ways, in the home is the toughest spot frequently. So we have here, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the lifestyle of their wives. Now, if there is ever a proof text for lifestyle evangelism, it is this verse right here. Dr. J. Vernon McGee had a woman come up to him, and he was a great man of God. Some of you know he pastored the Church of the Open Door in Southern California for many years. And she says, my unsaved husband, he still doesn't know the Lord. I bring him to church every Sunday. She says, I bring him to church every Sunday. And she says, I give him tracts and I tell him about the Lord and I fix breakfast for him. And when he's eating breakfast, I sit and weep and I tell him how I wish he'd come to know the Lord. And then when it's supper time, she says, I fix a nice meal for him. Then I weep and I tell him how I wish he knew the Lord. And Dr. McGee said, you know, I get tired of that after a while too. He says, I'll tell you what. And he was talking to her on the phone. He says, forget talking to him about Christ. Take a one-year moratorium. And just live your life before him. Now, this had a happy ending. He said 6 months later, she called him, and her husband got saved. Now, it doesn't always work like that. I was telling Dale a couple weeks back about a woman that we knew in our first church. For over 3 decades, she lived with an individual that was a skunk. This mother was godly. Her husband didn't want anything to do with the Lord. Birthday time came around. You know what he got his wife? He got her a little dog. She does not like dogs. Oh, it's a big joke. It's just like the husband who gets his wife a shotgun for Christmas. That's not the way we're supposed to treat our wives. He's unredeemed. He got saved. A new creature in Christ. Why? Because of Francine's testimony and her persistence and her consistency. Yielded to the Lord. Be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won. That's what we call, you know, childhood evangelism has the wordless book. So we have the wordless life. By the conversation of their wives. Now, the word one is kurdeo, and it's in the passive voice. And that means that the husband is being acted upon through the wife's behavior. He could deny it. He could say it's not happening. But God is working through her behavior. And the word one means to gain. And she can gain him for the Lord as she follows this directive. It's not in what is called a subjunctive mode, but it is in what is called an indicative mode. It is the mode of reality. And that heightens our expectation of this kind of behavior. So they are to be yielded. Number two, they are to be chaste. And that word chaste has the idea of meaning clean, it means pure, it means morally excellent, it means irreproachable conduct. While they behold your chaste conversation or behavior coupled with fear of God and respect for their husbands. Third, their life also is to be devout in verses 3 through 6 here. It says, first of all, in dress, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now that word meek, you might be familiar with it. It means strength under control. It would be used to describe a powerful horse that has been brought under control. A meek and a quiet spirit. And so there's a change that happens in the wife when she has accepted Christ. And as she yields and submits to the work of the Holy Spirit within her, she will have a presence in that home that will speak loudly to her husband. And may I say this also, the hidden man of the heart, that is not something just that the women adorn themselves with, but it is something that all believers are to have. They are to have a meek and quiet spirit. Loud, no. The Holy Spirit works in quiet ways, does he not? And so he does in this venue as well. And so they are devout, first of all, in their dress. The emphasis is on their inner man, their walk with God, and their dress. Not only that, but also in their spirit. It says here in verse 5, for after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, Old Testament women, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. We're thinking about Hannah, who is the mother of Samuel. We're thinking about Ruth, who married Boaz and became the ancestress of David. Many notables in the Old Testament, women that are stellar in their testimony with God. It says in verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Now that word obey, it's made of two, it's a verb, which means to listen. And then there's a preposition that is attached to that verb, and it's under. Literally, it means that Sarah listened under Abraham. And it implies that she listened intently to what her husband said. Just didn't blow it off. She had sensitive ears. She obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Now, I have looked at this verse before on different occasions. I cannot think of one incident in the life of Abraham and Sarah that's described in the book of Genesis where she is mentioned as calling him Lord. See me afterwards if you can think of chapter and verse for that. I can't think of one. But you know what? If God said that this is how she treated her husband, this is the best commentary on the Old Testament. It's the new, what we have right here. And that's how she respected her husband. He might not know the husband of that saved woman. He might not know much about the Bible. He might not even know where John 3:16 is. But that is no excuse not to be courteous to him and to listen to him. Whose daughters ye are, as well as ye do well, and you are not afraid with any amazement. And that word amazement means terror. All right? Hey, now listen. Guys, we don't understand what these women go through sometimes. But to put yourself in subjection to an unsaved man, I'll tell you, that is something to be concerned about. What is he going to ask me to do? All right? But he says, don't be afraid with any terror. All right? Look to the Lord. Remember, we looked at this verse in verse 23 of 1 Peter 2. It says, Jesus, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Hey, Sarah lived that truth. How did that happen? Two different times. Two different kings took Sarah into their harem. They didn't touch her. She was a beautiful woman. Why? Because her husband lied about her, said that she was his half-sister, which was true, but she, more importantly, that's my wife. You can't take her. He never said that, did he? God had Sarah's back both times. And both times, Abraham left with egg on his face. It's a scary thing for a wife to put herself in subjection to her husband. Now, if he asks her to do something that's not right, obviously she's not going to do that. You shouldn't do that. We touched on this last week, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 5, better to obey God than man. Hey, honey, tomorrow I'm going to go down to First National, I'm going to rob the bank. I want you to drive the car. Would you do that? Absolutely not. No, you don't have to participate in sinful deeds. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you also are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with an amazement. You know, you and I are aware of the great church leader, Augustine, who lived in the 5th century. He got saved because of his mother, Monica, who prayed for him and prayed for him. Became a great church leader and a great expositor of the Word of God. His writings are still referred to today. Something else about Monica, though. Her husband was unsaved all those years. She continued to witness to him silently, according to God's Word. On his deathbed, he repented and put his faith in Monica's God, in his son Augustine's God, in Jesus Christ, through Monica's testimony. Long-suffering, yes. God worked. God does work. Now, very quickly here, for the husband. And he makes it as simple as possible for the husbands. We need that, don't we, guys? Three simple instructions. Number one, be sensitive. Be sensitive. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel. All right. So, conscious sensitivity. There is a fellow by the name of Plutarch that was a first century writer, a Greek writer. He is noted for his biographies. He was well read during the first century. He did not know the Lord. But he wrote a book entitled Advice to Married Couples. And in it he wrote, wives are to subordinate themselves to their husbands, and the man is to exercise control over his wife as the soul controls the body by entering into her feelings and being net to her through goodwill. Boy, I think that's some amazing insight for an unsaved man. Plutarch, that was his name. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. You know the Lord? follow the directives that God gives to us for treating your wife. Love your wife, what? As you would your own body. Nourish her. Cherish her. And the words for love there are agape, with that unconditional love. He is to, number one, be sensitive. Number one, be sensitive. Verse 7a, dwelling with them according to knowledge. Number two, he is to be affirming. He is to be affirming. Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. She's not weaker necessarily spiritually, intellectually, but she, for the most part, and women I think they would not argue with this, guys are stronger than women. That's just the design. That's the way God has made us. Now, once in a while, you're going to run across a young lady who's a weightlifter, could do this or that, but most of the part, be understanding and help them out. Some of you know that my wife has some heart problems. Hey, guess who gets a vacuum the living room rug? You're looking at him right here. I'm trying to dwell with her in a way that is going to help her through this period in her life. Who helps make the bed sometimes? Yeah. Well, that's a sissy thing to do. I do it because I love my wife. Who unloads the dishwasher sometimes? I do. Now, I'm not bragging, but I'm just trying to say, guys, we don't have to wait until our wives are flat on their back before we lift a finger to help them. And they help us immensely in so, so many ways. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Okay, verse 7b here, number two, affirming her. My mother used to tell me, you know, a wife is like a flower. You need to water her. You need to give her compliments. You need to tell her she's pretty. You need to tell her that dress looks good on her. You need to say, hey, your hair looks pretty nice. Affirming her, guys. She is that special one in your life. Okay. And then it says here, as being together, as being heirs together of the grace of life. And that means physical life. And then as she turns to the Lord, it means eternal life as well. And we become joint heirs with Jesus Christ when we believe on him and have that eternal life. John Corson said this about that verse, being heirs together of grace of life. Suppose you inherited $10,000, but your wife inherited $10 million. Wouldn't you choose to have a joint checking account? I would, yeah. But that's what both individuals possess when they have Christ in their life. We have unfathomable riches together. We both belong to him. Don't forget it. Both are joint heirs, not just the husband, not just the both who are in Christ and live accordingly to that. And then it says here that your prayers be not hindered. A couple of things here. Number one, it's implied that the husband and wife pray together. They have a quiet time. You have a time. Guys, it's your responsibility. Get that Bible out and say, hey, listen, I want to read one or two verses and then we'll talk about it, and then let's have a word of prayer. The husband is to be the spiritual leader of the home, okay? It's understood that he is. It's in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament. And your prayers, if you're fighting, if you had a tiff with your loved one, your prayers are literally going to be cut off, just like a tree would be cut off. There'd only be a stump left. They'll be hindered. God says, don't talk to me. You go talk to your wife and make up. Your prayers will be hindered if you do not treat your wife accordingly. Number 3:7, verse 7c, spiritually. The husband's life, he's to be sensitive, he's to be affirming, He's to be spiritually mindful, spiritually mindful. Being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So underneath our conclusion right here, we've got a couple statements. Number one, the fact that a man and a woman are both saved is no guarantee that the marriage will last. Number two, but the chances of success soar when these biblical principles are followed by both partners in the home. They do. Statistically, it's a fact. And then number three, so powerful are these principles that they are the best and the strongest means of even winning a lost mate to Christ. They are the best and the strongest means of even winning a lost mate to Christ. Directives here, first of all, to the wife. Second of all, to the husband. Let's pray. Father in heaven, boy, times haven't changed. We love you, Lord. We need you. Thank you for these directions. And Father, help us to draw from your strength. Help us, Lord, to look to you and Christ as our supreme example. In Jesus' name.